Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Welcome to Window Seat, live from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C., broadcasted on Full Service Radio. I'm one of your hosts, Omari. I'm here with Chris, and we were provided this opportunity by the Adams Morgan Youth Leadership Academy, also known as AMILA. And today we're going to get to know Mr. Kingpin Slim. He's a local, about-to-be nationwide international artist. He just got signed to Empire Records. It's one of the leading digital streaming record labels.
Absolutely. Shout out to Empire for the deal. Thanks to y'all for having me too.
No problem.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, go ahead.
It's nice to have somebody come when we were in a jam, and you were kind, and I appreciate it. Yeah,
that's what it's for, though. You know,
I reached out to him about 20 minutes ago, and he was like, "I'm on 16th Street. I'll be there in a second."
So DC does stick together.
So y'all know how we did it, you know?
All right, so let's take a little bit of time and let y'all listen to a little bit of his music, and then we'll get back into getting to know a little bit about Kingpin Slim.
Yes, you want to introduce this one, actually? It's called Stash, right?
Yeah, this is Kingpin Slim. This is my new record called Stash. Got the EP dropping, Trapper's Delight. It's basically a high-level drug talk over trap beats, if you into that, so... Get into it. Produced by Heavy. Stash. Let's go.
Be right back.
I had some beef in the street. I had to go get a mask. I had a brick from the plug. I had to throw it in glass. I had my eye on that whip. I had to go on the stash. I had to go on the stash. I had to go on the stash. I had some beef in the street. I had to go get a mask. I had a brick from the plug. I had to throw it in glass. I had my eye on that whip. I had to go on the stash. I had to go on the stash. I had to go on the stash. Street shit, it can get confusing. Suckers winning, real niggas losing. Niggas switching sides, bitches choosing. Moving with the stick, sticking, moving. So-called gangsters got picks and chooses. Ain't no more rules, but the judge still ruling. Niggas hot, calling niggas hot. I just mind my business, I'm still cooling. I'm too trill, nah, I ain't trolling. Got two strikes, bitch, I ain't bowling. Fuck the hoe, nigga, that my slogan. Fuck the hoe, nigga, that my slogan. I'm not hiding, nah, I'm not folding. If you ain't riding, then you ain't rolling. Fuck the hoe, nigga, that my slogan. Fuck the hoe, nigga, that my slogan. I had some beef in the street. I had to go get a mask. I had a brick from the plug. I had to throw it in glass. I had my eye on that whip. I had to go on the stash. I had to go on the stash. I had to go on the stash. I had some beef in the street. I had to go get a mask. I had a brick from the plug. I had to throw it in glass. I had my eye on that whip. I had to go on the stash. I had to go on the stash. I had to go on the stash. Push a brick, I can pull a move. Cocaine circles, that hula hoop. Women going harder than these niggas. Man, I can't tell you who is who. Running through the streets, through and through. Don't ask me why 4-2 is 2. Red bottoms with the bluest coupe. Blowing kisses like I'm cooling soup. Living my life like it's golden. Catch these bullets, Anquan Bolden. Fuck the hoe, nigga, that my slogan. Fuck the hoe, nigga, that my slogan. Riding my phone like it's stolen. My bitch fat, I likes it swollen. Fuck the hoe, nigga, that my slogan. Fuck the hoe, nigga, that my slogan. I had some beef in the street. I had to go get a mask. I had a brick from the plug. I had to throw it in glass.
Full Service Radio.
Alright, Kingpin, that was Stash.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the new joint, Stash. That's playing out in the clubs. Got all the DJs supporting that. It's going right with the mix. Shout out to all the DJs that have been supporting it. If y'all can go ahead and run my streams up, I'd appreciate it. My bank account would appreciate it even more.
So there's a question there, because I lived in Atlanta for some time, and I noticed how well they support their artists.
No question.
So in this area, how do you feel about, you know, people working together, DJs, artists, period, to like
I mean, we don't have a blueprint. We don't have a map. They have a map. They're following a map. You know what I mean? They're standing on the shoulders of giants. They've had a lot of success. I mean, Atlanta's been a main staple since, what, 95 when OutKast hit?
Yeah, it's been
even
a while.
Before 95, you probably had Dallas Austin. You had Criss Cross, Jermaine Dupri. DC's hip-hop history, and there's no disrespect to anybody because there's a lot of people that were doing it, and it was like a little pockets of things, but it didn't really come together to be a thing till Wale.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's like 06. So it's 10 years behind. So I think what you're seeing right now is what you were seeing in Atlanta 10 years ago, the new resurgence of what's going on. If you got your ears to the ground, like DMV, DC, that's where the labels are coming here. They are picking people up. So it's, we got about 7-8 artists signed to major labels. And if we can break 2-3 more of them, we're good.
Well, we had Cicero on here earlier, and I know him. He's an artist. He's been with Golink. And we talked before, and I guess you can account for the streams nowadays online.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see where your listens are coming from.
No question.
And he was telling me that, you know, some of the artists he runs with, even though they're from D.C., they put on for D.C., they're getting more streams in Europe and other places.
Yeah, I think their whole thing, you know what I mean? Shout out to Golink and Cicero. I don't know Cicero personally, but I know of him. I know of his music, you know what I mean? Shout out to him. I think their aesthetic is a little bit more worldly than local. So I think that goat speaks to their appeal, too. Then you got some of the artists that are just like more DC, DC, DC with it. You'd probably see more of their streams locally focused and maybe not necessarily spread out as much as those guys. But so, I mean, Cicero been on the road with Golink, so I'm sure he done touched a lot of people, a lot of countries, and that's why he getting them streams over there.
I got a quick streaming question, actually. Which
I would think off the top of my head.
If you had to pick which streaming platform is going to pay you the most, like if someone wants to support you, like is there a difference? Is it just like stream the shit on whatever, Spotify, Tidal, whatever?
Or well, Jack, he can't hear you in his headphones. Here, take these headphones.
Oh, okay. You could ask the same
question. We having a technical difficulty.
You could ask the same question.
So I wasn't listening.
He was basically asking when it comes to streaming services, does one streaming service provide the artist a larger cut than another? Is there a platform that you would prefer to have a lot of listens on?
Well, Tidal pays out a little bit more. That's their shtick. So
they're in trouble right now, aren't they?
For that? Tidal?
Yeah.
They are? What's going on with Tidal?
Well, I'm not here to talk about, I don't know the controversy of it, but I've heard there was some type of discrepancy going with that. But yeah, Tidal is actually, they pay out more than Spotify and Apple Music. But to be honest with you, I'm not super possessive with the art these days. You know what I mean? I just want people to get it wherever they can get it at. And if you can support it in any way, you can listen to it on your own, you can tell somebody about it, it all helps. You know what I mean? It all helps. So, I could be like, yeah, go to Tidal. But if you don't listen on Tidal, then listen. Listen on SoundCloud. I ain't getting no money from that, but listen. Shit.
So where does your art come from? Like, what made you want to make music?
I grew up uptown, and for me, I was always somewhat artsy. I went to School Without Walls, you know, so I kind of had that aesthetic. And then growing up around here, I saw a lot, and I put the two together, and I started rapping. I think people started taking a liking to it. I kept going with it, found my niche, found what I wanted to be, what my voice was as an artist, and what my approach is to it. And been running with that ever since. I always wanted to. I think what I'm doing, I don't think nobody else is doing what I'm doing from here. And I don't mean that as a shot to anybody else. I just feel like, because we got so many different types of artists, but we don't have anybody like me. And hopefully we can get into the music. Y'all can understand what I'm saying. Like, so for me, I'm in the category with like Pusha T and Fabulous. They don't got guys like that around here.
When you say Pusha T and Fabulous, you talking about lyrically, or are you talking about
both
the things you talk about?
Content and lyrically. Okay. Content and lyrically.
Because that's
content and lyrically. Yeah, content.
That says a lot.
Yeah. No, I can stand on that. I can stand on that. I can go with them. Actually, I think I'm better than both of them. But
I love DC.
I like that.
I love DC. I love DC because it wasn't no bullshit in his eyes when he said that.
Yeah,
he
no,
said,
and I really mean that. Yeah. No, I don't mean no disrespect, but yeah. I do mean that. You know what I mean? And we could have a whole nother conversation about that, but that would be an hour. I could break down the finute points of why I think that, what I do.
So how does, you know, Amila has a focus on inspiring the youth.
No question.
In DC, if I wanted to be a musician starting now, what advice would you give me?
I would say stay down. You know, I would ask you, do you really want to do it? Because a lot of people think they want to do it, but they don't really want to do it. And you're never going to understand that until you actually get into the game and see what comes with it. But my first piece of advice would tell somebody to stay down and be authentic. To me, I just can't stand a fake rapper. You know what I mean? I can't fuck with you. I can't listen to your music. I don't want to hang with you. If you're not what you say you are, I don't want. I'm not with that. But you know, people like what they like. You know what I mean? And people can be sold a dream very easily. So be authentic. That would be my first thing I would tell these guys. And I will also tell a lot of these, you know, because it's about the youth. Shout out to Adams Morgan Youth Leadership Academy. The main thing is this shit is real. Okay. It's very real right now, you know, and it wasn't always that way. You can really, really be a rapper, and you can really be from DC, and you can really get on, and you can really be rich. So focus, you know, and get your shit together and get your business together, because business is what's taking a lot of these guys out. You know what I mean? They got bad business.
All of that is something that I think a lot of people say. And I think that when people give advice, they don't give detail, right? So everything you're saying makes sense,
absolutely,
but it still doesn't explain how
to do it.
Yeah,
how to stay focused. Well, not
necessarily how to stay focused, but a step to take, or you know, if you get knocked down, or if you get taken advantage of, or if somebody leads you in the wrong direction.
Oh, so specific steps. Yeah, I give you some specific steps. First thing I would do is I would buy my domain name. It's the first thing that's going to happen if you start to blow up. They're going to see if somebody tried to buy your domain name. If they didn't, they're going to buy it, and then they're going to turn around and try to sell it to you. It happened to me. Mm-hmm. I'll give it to you for $10,000. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So you got guys that are on the internet. As soon as you start bubbling, as soon as they start seeing you pop up a blog or two, they're going to buy your shit.
Damn.
So the first thing you need to do is buy your own shit, okay? Buy your domain name. Whatever your rap name is, .com, littlesleepy.com, you know, fuckboyofftheroof.com, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Right. Buy that shit. Own it. Go there. The second thing I would tell a lot of these dudes is, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Are you rapping? Are you hustling? What are you doing? And then once you tell me what you're doing, then I could probably help you in that direction. So if you're hustling, the first thing you need to be doing is getting your merch together, because that's where they're killing them at. I went to a Logic show. Shout out to Logic. I went and checked them out. I swear to God I did this. 4,000 people at the MGM. I sat by the merch table, though. I wanted to see who was buying merch. He probably sold a piece of merch to 75% of the people in that show.
Wow.
Pay attention. You know, the money's moving, bro. You understand what I'm saying? So, and I think that a lot of people are not understanding that. Like, okay, how about this? You want some specifics, right? How much money am I getting off a stream? Cents. How much am I getting off a t-shirt? Dollars.
That's real.
And that stuff moves now. I think people...
Come on, man.
I think people nowadays, there's so many artists that I know more about them than their actual art.
Come on, man.
It's like you can be on for being a character nowadays.
Right. See, so it doesn't even matter. Like, so that's a whole... Now, that's another conversation, you know, because that's part of marketing.
Right.
And you might look at it like some clown shit, but them streams is going up when you see him knock somebody out or act crazy on, you know, then his streams are going up. Well, it's crazy how that's all connected, but that's what it is.
I think of Action Bronson. I think of 2 Chainz, because those two guys had their own shows. I think one had most expensive shit and the other, Fuck That's Delicious. But those two guys were good enough to me that they didn't even actually have to be rappers. I think that's part of the problem in New York. I don't know. But I think in New York, you have so many avenues. Like ASAP Rocky, he can come out with music, but you're going to meet so many different people.
I guarantee you ASAP Rocky's making way more money off fashion than he's done with
music. That's why he could dress like that and get away with it.
That's why he doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
He's just about to come out with an album now. When the last album came out, Jack? Years?
It's been a minute.
All right. ASAP ain't been rapping. ASAP Ferg been rapping. ASAP then already went on a few tours. He done already bust down big ass checks. And once you do that, you good.
You've been hustling for some time.
Absolutely.
Because I know you've come across my, any casual listener, right? If you're not paying attention to what's going on in DC, you've come across my radar. I don't know if it was on Instagram, somebody else retweeting.
Absolutely. Well, shout out to whoever did that.
Yeah. So what, I don't know, what year did it start for you?
06, 07 came out, started, you know. This was a different time in D.C., though. You know what I mean? You're talking Wale and Tabby Bonet and Diamond District and, you know, all these guys were doing their thing. And, you know, I threw my hand in the hat and I looked at it like, you know, I was going to be the drug dealer rapper. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? These guys ain't doing that. So that was my approach. Jeezy was big at the time. Ross was big at the time. That was a thing. Clips were big at the time. Right. You know,
was that a gimmick or was that real? Did you say I'm gonna take this?
Real.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah, all the way real.
Because a lot of, and as you were saying, a lot of times people will see a lane and they say, "Let me take this."
Yeah, no, not me. No, not me. I'm, you know, from the dirt, bro.
Because and then a lot of people may not know when they come to Adams Morgan.
No, they don't know about the hood right there. They know about Adams. I can say I'm from Adams Morgan.
Right.
That's just a nice way of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you ask in the street, then we know what that is. That's a different situation. That's a different conversation. Adams Morgan is just an easier way to, like, if the Post is interviewing me, I'm going to say I'm from Adams Morgan.
Right.
If somebody from the street was asking me where I was from, I'm going to say I'm from 17th Street. It's a different thing. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, we everything that's going on in anybody else's neighborhood is going on in our neighborhood too. It's just that we had a different dichotomy because across the street you had the million-dollar homes, and we had definitely a little bit more culture around here. It's a meeting of different nationalities. You know, African community, heavy African community, heavy West Indian community, which is my community. My mother from Kingston, Jamaica, and my father from St. Kitts.
Okay,
so they came here for college. I'm a first-generation American. So, yeah.
Yeah, so one of the people I grew up with, he hustled for a while.
Yeah.
This is in South Florida. So, you know, the setup's a little different.
No question.
In fact, in my neighborhood, I just couldn't believe what I would see because at 12, 1, 2 in the morning, it looked like a Walmart outside his house. I mean, people were just driving.
What part of South Florida?
It's Hollywood, Florida.
Okay, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know, but he did. He did a couple years and got out. Mm-hmm. And now when I talk to him, mm-hmm. I can tell he's all the way clean. He's mm-hmm. working at a burger joint, bro.
Yeah, shout out to him. I mean, that's what the game would do to you. You know, I spent my whole life on locked up or, you know, on some type of obligation.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you.
Parole or something. My whole entire pretty much adult, you know, from like 16 on, I caught my first coke charge at 15. You know what I'm saying? Like I got caught with crack at 15 years old.
That's what I was gonna, like. Yeah. How do you? What makes you say, "All right, I'm gonna do this"? Not only because I think that comes from a place somewhat, right? Like you can't have the right amount of hope to be doing stuff that could take your life away. To me,
right?
Or either you could be just enticed with so much money. What made you say, you know what, I can do this and be successful at this too?
Because the grind is not fruitful.
Well, I wouldn't say it's not fruitful. It's just glamorous. Right, you know what I mean? Okay. And so what people don't like, the game is peaks and valleys for everybody. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, I just saw a rapper that I used to like got caught stealing some joggers from a, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it sounds ridiculous.
But what I'm trying to tell you is, what could be worse than being famous and broke? Name one thing that's worse than being famous.
You don't want to go get no regular job.
That's the worst. Yeah. That's hell. Nigga, that's hell. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be famous and broke. I want to be famous and rich. If I ain't going to be fucking rich, I don't want to be famous. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to have to live up to that every day. You see me hop out of a car, it's 6 years old, now you're looking at me like I ain't got no money.
Yeah, it's fucking.
You know what I mean? But that's the dickhead shit they do to those type of people. So, what was your original point? Got off on a tangent.
No. I was just asking what makes a person go
straight for me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm going to be real with y'all. When I seen Wale get on, I was like, shit. You know what I'm saying? I was rapping with him, and I knew I was, you know, I felt like I was as good as him. So it just made me focus on it because it made it real. I was like, oh, he's really like on.
It's possible.
Yeah, he's like really on. That was the first time it was like a real thing to anybody around here, because before then it was a pipe dream to us. You know, like we didn't see it. We didn't have the success. We didn't see anybody come through. It's not like, you know, it's different. Like if you're from Brooklyn, you could at least be like, well, Jay-Z and Biggie, and you know what I mean? You have something to look up to. We didn't have that here. So it just didn't seem real, you know? And then once it seemed real, that's when I decided that I was going to all the way be a part of it. You know what I mean?
Okay, so if you're just joining us, you're listening to Window Seat. We got Kingpin Slim here.
Absolutely.
He's giving us a sample of his new single, and basically just giving us a rundown on his past.
Absolutely, absolutely. Life After Doubt touched on it more. You know, that was more like my life story of an album. That was my Good Kid, Mad City. I wanted to do Good Kid, Mad City coming from a DC perspective. So I did that. You know, anybody want to check that out, want to, you know, hear about the background and some of the different nefarious activities that I've been involved with in my life.
Yo, so I will say this about Kingpin. He has a presence. Like, a lot of people will come in here and, I don't know, be nervous.
Right.
I see him coming in a place and having the confidence to take over a room.
Absolutely.
Fast.
You know, the thing with me is not, so this is what wrong with people. Like, if people don't see you, you're a rapper, right?
Right.
If you're not on TV every day, they look at you like you whack. That's just what it is. That's rap. It's fucked up. That's like, nigga, I'm just, what are you talking about? Yes, straight face. I'm better than Pusha T. You heard me say it.
Right.
I'm not fucking playing. Well, listen, let's go song for song then. You spend an hour going song for song. You'll be like, and even if you don't come to that conclusion, you won't think I'm crazy when you're done.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You'll be like, all right, I kind of see what you're saying. Maybe that's not your opinion, but you won't think that I'm crazy. I'm not just talking out the side of my ass. So just because I didn't get my moment yet, I'm supposed to get my big moment yet. Well, I'm supposed to come in here and have less and think less of myself.
Well, also, though, like I noticed Slim came in here with a lot of confidence and swag, but you also humble in the way that you introduce yourself to people. Like, see, a lot of up-and-coming rappers will come in here. They have some shades on. They're looking at the floor. They
That's so goofy. And,
yeah,
know,
it's goofy. Exactly.
I don't think people realize, like, this game is built on people.
Yeah, exactly.
It ain't built on talent. If the people don't get that, you're going to be sleep behind the wheel. It's built on people. If I leave a positive impression with you, mm-hmm. You'll listen to my music. Even if you don't go immediately listen to it, the next time you hear my name, you'll be remember the fact that I came here, we were cool. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
right. Mm-hmm.
It goes all around. It's so important because I don't know every single thing you do or every single thing you do. Like, for instance, Talib Kweli could be your cousin. I'm just saying some random shit, right? Let's say that's your cousin. That's really your cousin, and he's coming to town to stay with you for Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
And maybe he ain't super OD lit, but he might be like, shit, I'm looking for somebody to open up for me because I'm going to be in D.C. working at the Anthem. And I was an asshole to you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I just met you the day before.
Right.
I'm not getting that call. You know what I'm saying? I'm not getting that call. I didn't leave an impression. I didn't do anything. I came in here. I was standard. Yes, sir. No, sir. Woo, I got the album. Go get my shit. Blah, blah, blah. No, I learned, because when you start playing the long game, you realize that. It's person by person, one by one, like house built brick by brick, then floor by floor. That's what it is.
I think I could speak to that honestly, because before hearing about you from Nigel, I hadn't heard of you before.
Absolutely.
And so when we listened to your music a little bit, I was like, okay, it's kind of dope. And
Absolutely.
Then after talking to you and during this conversation, I'm thinking to myself, I want to listen to his shit.
Right. Like,
it's the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the point, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the point. And if you don't, how many people are walking around like that? That you don't know every day. They probably are the ones. Man, it's a fine line, bro. It's a fine line between who gets these opportunities and who don't. And especially if you come in from the street mentality. Because I don't know everybody's background. And I definitely don't want to assume a stereotype. But I would say you guys are probably not street guys.
No.
Mm-mm.
Is that fair?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in saying that, like, but you understand it, though, enough to know, like, there's a different mentality of the guy who's 17, his mom was on Section 8, and another guy. It's just a different, he's different, you know.
He's
so coke, yeah, man. You know, he had to do what he had to do. He caught a little charge, and now they got him in the city. He won't let, they couldn't even leave the city. When I first got, All right, this is what happened to me. Real shit. I'm going to tell y'all a story. 2006, I start making my songs. Rich Harrison was a really big producer at the time.
Right.
Rich Harrison, shout out to Rich. Rich mm-hmm. Harrison had his label called Richcraft. Richcraft, they had a group called Rich Girl. Rich Girl, 7 Streeter was in Rich Girl.
Mm-hmm.
So just so give y'all a little bit of background. And he had this other artist called Young Steph from Atlantic City. He was like a Chris Brown.
Okay.
Chris Brown was on already. That's Chris Brown been on for a long time. It's crazy. Chris Brown lit. But and then he came for me. And I wasn't ready. Why? I had a gun charge. You know, I had to tell him that in the meeting. I got a gun charge and I'm about to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? I got to do 6 months right away. I say all that to say, but those are the challenges that I was dealing with, you know, when my time came up. And then even back then to now, like I love hip hop where it's at right now, because you can be any type of person and do hip hop. It's not just like there was a point in time where I felt like hip hop had to be street hip hop. I didn't even see nothing if you wasn't talking about some street shit. I never even heard of that. What is that? You know what I'm saying?
I think there was a time where it had to be street hip hop.
I agree with that. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, I mean, we could go into who changed it. Probably Kanye a lot. You know what I mean?
But Pharrell, Kanye.
Pharrell, Kanye. But even before them, because that's to be disrespectful to like Q-Tip and those guys. There was guys before them too. So we don't want to disrespect them. But I'm talking about who changed it. Who made it so like you can just be, my name is John Smith and I grew up in the suburbs and I got a $90,000 college loan right now.
Probably Kanye though.
How is that? Like that couldn't even be, that wasn't, you couldn't be no rapper saying, what the fuck you talking about?
College dropout kind of did that.
He changed that shit. Yeah. I know it. Me and you agree. I think Kanye changed it. Yep. I think Kanye shifted it to whereas then everybody started coming out like with their regular name, stopped being rap names. A lot of the kids in the suburbs started getting into it too, because they was already the fans of it. But before, you would have a kid from the suburbs trying to act like he was street.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Now you got a kid from the suburbs. Like, I'm from the suburbs, and that's because there's a million people from the suburbs, and all you need is a million people to like your shit in a world where it's billions of people. You're good. You don't need everybody. You just need people that fuck with you. So, yeah, man. I know I'm rambling. I'm a rambler.
No. Let me ask you, You seem to have a good sense of who you are. So who are you going to be? Give me 5 years. Give me your projection of yourself.
Well, here's my thing. You know what I'm saying? I've been critically acclaimed for a while.
Okay.
With the money. You know what I mean? I want everybody else want. I want that big bag. So for me in 5 years, I know I signed. I know I got the young superstar under me. Lambo Anlo, shout out to him. You know, he got his single right now going crazy with Fat Trail called For You. We just did his deal with Rostrum. Like, this is what I'm talking about. See, the labels, this is what another thing these niggas don't know. Let me hip y'all to something. It's a very important time in DC hip hop right this very second. And you got to fucking pay attention, because they are going to shape what the sound of DC hip hop is going to be. Right now, the labels are signing artists right now from DC, right?
Okay.
So they signed Q the Fool, got signed. That's Rock Nation. That's going to be a big look. So a lot of people are going to associate with that as the sound of what's going on in DC. Right or wrong, however you feel about it, that's what it's going to be, because he's got that type of deal and those type of people behind him. Shout out to Bo Young Prince. He just did his deal over Def Jam. I don't know if y'all know about Bo Young Prince.
He was in here the other week.
That's the little homie. And he got his sound. You know, then Lambo and Lo signed with Rostrum. Rostrum, like, this Rostrum is, that's who broke Mac Miller and Wiz Khalifa. So they know what the fuck they doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he got his sound. So I just say all that to say, man, you ask me something specific, like, find your sound. And if you find it and you can run with it, you can really be a legend. You can be a legend. Because the legends of this shit, this DC shit, is still being told. Still being told, and there's plenty spots available for that.
What do you think your impact is going to be on DC sound?
Well, for me, all the rappers know that I'm one of the best rappers. So I got that. I also have, you know, a bit of cachet of being, you know, very consistent over the time. I also have the cachet of I mean, today y'all caught me just going to the gym, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, you got your radio clothes, I'm known for fashion though.
I'm saying
you
that.
Fly.
I'm saying that as I'm sitting here in a fucking Rap Caviar t-shirt that I got for free from Rap Caviar and some fucking Nike sweatpants, about to go to LA Fitness and shit. But no, I'm known for fashion. So, you know, for me, if I'm going down, I got to be top three. I have to. I just don't see how you can't. That's another conversation, though. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got me up here talking crazy. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
That's what you're supposed to do on window seat.
You know, I don't see how you can't put me as top three. But if you're not listening, then you can't. You know what I mean? So, you know, everybody got to go pay attention, open their eyes, and don't be biased, and just judge it off the music and judge it off the output. So that's my opinion. That's my opinion. But in signing him, that gives me more legs. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Like, you know, to kind of impact the game from a big homie standpoint. Like, you see how, like, ASAP and he got Ferg, and so he like, all right, cool, I can go do fashion. Because really, I want to do a lot of fashion.
Right.
I want to act. You know what I mean? There's a couple other things that I want to do. I love sports, and I wish they would get me on Highly Questionable.
Well, speaking of sports, yeah. When I was on your website, I saw you did a Kaepernick song.
Yeah. So shout out to Kaepernick. I did a song, Kaepernick Freestyle, and I was just basically talking about the community, some of our ills, you know what I mean, what's going on, and shit that we do. Like, for instance, do you know you could have bought a house in, say, Trinidad 4 years ago for $300,000. That house is worth $650,000 right now. These are facts. I'm not talking out the side of my ass. And let's say all you young niggas, y'all like Lil Baby. Like, Lil Baby, one of the hottest rappers in the street. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. Lil Baby is telling you on his tape he signed for $300,000. He says it. I got $300,000. I could have went and bought a Wraith. Now, I ain't no math major, but you don't have to do what he did. You can still get that coin. You can still get that check. And if you got that check, that's what you're going to need to get in this rap game. Because I'm going to tell you like this. Weekend, I can go on and on and on. All these niggas had some money behind them. Glizzy, you think they just came out broke and made a song? It's not what happened. They were backed. They had, you know, somebody support.
That's not the impression they give.
No, that's not the impression they're supposed to give. Like, all the rappers that's fucking signed is acting like they not signed because that just makes them look better to y'all. Mm. But these niggas be signed. Ty Dolla Sign, I want to call specific, but these guys were signed way before. You know what I'm saying? Wiz was been, come on, 2 Chainz. He was already on DTP and Def Jam, right. And then he came back, repackaged, and how he ended up on Def Jam again. He was signed the whole goddamn time. What are you talking about? Look, man. Anyway, you know what I'm saying?
So
I don't want to give up the insider secrets and all that, because I don't know if that's not the way they present themselves.
That
so
was
it's
the reality
cool.
In the 90s, no? Like, in the 90s, you could kind of come from nothing to sign overnight kind of thing, right?
No question. In the 90s, that was different. Like, Fabulous rapping in the barbershop, and he get a deal.
Or DMX. And
yeah, DMX. But DMX, they, you know, I mean, I'm a rap historian. So DMX was fucking on the underground for 10 years before you heard of DMX.
For sure.
Running up in and out of crack houses with DNY. Facts. In Baltimore, just a little man. You know what I mean? They were trying for years. It happened 10 years after. It didn't pop to 10 years after they tried. It did. That was fucking years ago. So.
But now they talk about being able to use things like SoundCloud, platforms like SoundCloud, to be able to pop on your own.
Yeah, you can, for sure.
But
you're
making it seem like it doesn't happen the way they describe. Like, it's not as...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it can happen that way. What I am saying is, though, there are a lot of artists that are already signed that are presenting themselves as if they are not signed.
Route, okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you can't do it that way. Right. You can come out the house and get hit by a brick in the head today, too. But it ain't necessarily likely. You know what I'm saying? You mean to tell me, okay, Frizz, all right, okay, all right. So we don't even know each other that well. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we're in the same town, and my shit is lit. So that's telling you that it ain't just necessarily that. It's not necessarily just the song and not necessarily just the music. It's a lot of factors that go into it. Name somebody that's big right now. Name somebody that's big. Young and big. Like somebody new.
What's my man with the clown hair that's always on?
All right, Tekashi.
Yeah.
So Tekashi was doing his thing, you know, woo wop wop. Then he did the hair. See, his whole thing is trolling.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
But I ain't mad at him. No, because guess what? That check when he go from city to city is real.
Yeah.
Okay? The CEO just fucking was on the Instagram and told you he had $22 million in the bank account. He called the bank and let y'all hear it.
Yeah.
So y'all got to wake up, man. No, people laughing at him, he's making fucking money. Okay? He's making a shitload of money. And Cardi B's making a shitload of money. And they making more money than all them rappers with all them big words from New York. Get out of here.
I think about Wale and Meek Mill sometime. Mm-hmm. And how, to me, Wale ties himself to his morals. Like, he ain't going to be a character just to be out here embarrassing himself. I can't speak for him. I don't know him. Mm-hmm. Right. But that's what it seemed like.
Right.
And it seemed like Meek Mill, I'm not saying he did that, but it felt like a little bit of a reach with the Drake thing. It felt like he was more willing to put himself in the news.
I don't want to necessarily speak on nothing because I'm in the game. So, yeah, but so I don't want to talk on rappers, and I've learned not to do that. But I will say that if you played a game and you was in that game and you put your heart and soul into that game and then you looked up and you realized the dude that you're going against might be on steroids, you might feel away. You know what I mean? You ain't taking the shit.
But don't. Right. So when you hear people say artists like Tekashi are messing up hip hop because they whack to me.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. How is he messing up hip hop? You mean to tell me there wasn't no whack rappers in the 90s?
Yeah, it was
Tone Loc. We go Tone Loc. No, Funky Comadina.
But that's a different. I don't know. I think that's a different kind of whack.
No,
yeah.
No disrespect to Tone Loc.
And when Baby right. got back, come on, we singing that shit.
All right, listen. Go listen to Tekashi's song called Gotti. I like that record. And Tekashi ain't nothing but fucking Sticky Fingers, if you ask me. But that's a whole nother question.
Whoa, you don't like Onyx?
I see that.
Now that I said it, now everybody like.
Yeah, I never thought about it.
I swear to God, he shows up the world in here. Everybody froze.
Yeah.
Everybody was like,
he's fucking Onyx. Yeah. He's Onyx, but he's smarter because he's like, I'm going to make you keep paying attention to me.
Well, he's louder, yeah.
He's louder, I mean, should I say. Louder. Yeah, he's more drawing visually, attention to himself. But
I can't agree with this.
I do want to say I think these guys have talent. I don't write off anyone. I hear I'm people talking you, about.
Man, I mean, the talent could
listen,
be.
Listen, the rhythm of music is not. It's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, the rhythm is different. Doesn't mean that you gotta like it or I gotta like it. It just means that the rhythm is different. So the frequencies are different. The BPMs is different. The bop is different. A bar in the 90s is melody today. You don't care about no bar. How they teach you? How they teach your ABCs? This is how they taught you. A, B, C, yeah. In a fucking jingle.
Right.
Pay attention.
You singing in your tracks? I've only heard a few.
I can do that. I got a few. I got Grandma House where I fucking sung it. You know, I did. Yeah.
That's a whole different thing that rappers got to do these days.
You better.
Yeah.
You better.
And if you try to sing and can't, it will show.
Okay, remember in the 90s, Jordan, AI, Kobe, T-Mac, those were the stars of the 90s. It's the isolation right. basketball player. Now you got the free-flowing basketball player that can do everything. He can switch on defense, and he can hit a three, and this is a different guy. It's fucking KD. KD would have been a center in the 90s. It's a fucking guard. So the game's changing just like that, and we got to embrace it. We can't hold it to the 90s. It's, what? It's not the 90s anymore. If you want 90s shit, there's plenty of dope-ass 90s rappers. Pusha T coming out on Friday. I'll be first in line for that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I know he ain't going to be singing on his shit. And he ain't going to have no pink hair.
I think you could still say a rapper is whack and they not be from, and they not compare him to the 90s. Like, I think you can embrace, yeah, you can embrace today's music.
I agree with that.
And
what do you like? What do you like that's relevant right now?
I don't know. Let me look at my.
Yeah. Under 25.
Under 25.
Yeah. Don't give me Kendrick and all that.
No. I'm going to hit my. This is my. So
shit, I couldn't tell you no one.
So I'm listening to all right, so at the top of my favorite shit, I just listened to All Year to KRS One because I like that shit.
Yeah,
I am old.
Wow, you
but
just showed it right.
I don't care. But I got this win, the J-Rock, the new J-Rock shit.
All right. J-Rock been in the game for me.
This new Drake, the Yes Indeed with Lil Baby.
That's my shit.
I guess Royce the 5'9". He's old.
He's definitely old.
No, I want to talk to the historian. Tell me who I should be listening to that's young in your eyes.
Yeah.
That I like?
Yeah.
Lil Baby. He just said it. I fuck with Lil Baby heavy. I like Gunna. They like the new wave of Atlanta. Lambo and Low. You know what I mean? That's the artist I'm working with. I think he's imagine if you like J. Cole and Sway Lee was one person. That's Lambo and Low. So
that sounds like a hit.
It is.
That sounds like a hit.
He's one of those guys that make hits on accident. But see, that's how these artists are nowadays. They making hits. They not making albums. I was an album artist. You know what I mean? I came from that era, the mixtape era. Drake, Wale. Yeah, let's make some mixtapes. Let's make this whole fucking body of work and take you through all these ebbs and flows. And this is what we giving you. They don't give a fuck about that now. They making bangers. If that shit ain't playing, they don't even see it. And it's crazy because everybody making song for the club, and you go to the club for fucking 2 hours out of 24 hours. How we gonna make something for 2 hours of our 24-hour day?
They play the song 10 times.
Golly, in the upper shit is crazy, bro. But that's a whole nother story.
We're running up on our time.
Absolutely.
But I got two questions I can think of.
For sure.
What's coming up for you?
Trapper's Delight EP. That's what I'm putting out next. I figured out how to rap on trap beats. First of all, don't nobody rap on trap beats. They freestyle. You understand what I'm saying? So I figured out how to still be true to myself and still be able to get some bars off on the trap joints. And that's what I'm about to put out. And then after that, I'm coming out with an album called Survivor's Remorse, where it's, you know, I got a homeboy that's doing life in feds. And he's been locked up since we were like 18. So it's just, you know, it's just that remorse, man. When you look back at it and you see some of the bad decisions you made, and now we grown and he's still in there, you know, so that's going to be the story that I'm going to tell. But those are the two things. And then also we getting Lambo and Low album ready for Rostrum. So be on the lookout for this Trapper's Delight shit. I'm telling you, man, bars, it's crazy.
Before I ask this next question, can you give Jack a song to exit to when we leave?
Yeah, no, sure, no question. What you want?
You want bars?
You want singing? What you want? Trap Kingpin?
What's your favorite joint?
You want lyrical Kingpin?
Your favorite shit? What would you bump of your own stuff?
God damn, that's asking me to pick between my kids, bro. And I only got one, but let's say I had a lot. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be able to pick.
Pick between these three. We got the Kaepernick joint, the drugs, or I don't give a fuck.
I think it would be dope for y'all to hear this Kaepernick song.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, and so my last question, we've been ending this podcast with, you know, just give someone some inspiration. Anything that you find to be true in this life, like, give us something.
I know about the power of perseverance, you know, I could tell you that. So, shit ain't always going your way. It ain't gonna always go your way. We all know that. But if you love it, stay down. And that's for anybody that do anything. Maybe you wanted to make it to the NBA and you didn't. Cool. You can still go overseas. My homeboys are getting big checks overseas.
Mine too.
To play for a couple of fucking months and come home with $500,000. So adjust your focus, you know, because maybe you don't hit the Grand Slam, but you can still get on base, bro. I'm telling you, don't stop. And there ain't no rules to this shit no more. Dudes is coming out 42 years old with their first fucking album. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. You know, you feel where I'm coming from. Steven Jackson didn't make the fucking NBA, so he was like 30.
There you go.
You see what I'm saying? He was playing against Kobe and all them in fucking high school, but he was a fucking nut, so he couldn't, you know, he had to go through all that, and then he finally made it at the end. But he got his moment, and now he on TV still, so he getting a check, a TV check, and he probably getting a nice pension check from the NBA. I say all that to say, don't let nobody tell you to not do it and go be regular. If you want to be regular, be regular. But if you don't feel regular, then don't do regular shit. Keep that shit going, bro. I don't care what you do. If you're an artist, a creative in any way, like to call us creatives because, you know, we kind of operate from a creative standpoint. Keep that shit going. The world needs more of us. We the ones that creating everything. We the wave. We the ones that inspiring these other people to do. Come on, man. If you can inspire somebody, you still have an impact, too. Yeah, like, you stole my style, motherfucker. Yeah, you don't think I had my style stolen? I tell you, give you want another hour of podcast. I done had my style a couple of times, motherfuckers.
We'll
but it is what
hour.
It is. I get. Yeah, you're creative. You make another one.
Amari, you got anything for the youth today?
Oh, we doing that too?
I'm going around the table.
Oh shit!
The youth need to hear this Kaepernick freestyle. Hey, to the youth, get your money right and buy a house in D.C. I'm telling you, Find one. Go to Deanwood. Go to Southeast. Buy it and wait it out. 4 years. Wait till the Democrats take back the House.
Really, yeah, quickly. My thing for the youth is you're going to experience some difficult times. You got to learn to just ride it out. Don't it's life and it's going to happen. Just let go and ride it out. You're going to be okay. You will. You are okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to finish up. We're going to bring in this Kaepernick song. But I want to say that I think King Penicillin strikes me as a person that sees it in his head. It's like you gotta cultivate something beautiful for yourself.
That's power of intention.
Yeah, you can't be out here thinking, I can't do this and be trying to do it. So
that's it. You know what I mean? And so for me, I completely agree with that. That's it. I see myself like that every day, and I don't let nobody tell me that I'm not that person. And then I will debate you on why I am that person. That's like I'll just like.
Thank you so much for coming here. Thank you for being last minute.
Yeah, thanks for having me, bro.
Take a look, listen to his music.
Please. KingpinSlim.com. You can follow me on the gram, Kingpin Slim. Now, it's not Kingpin like Kingpin. It's Kingpin with an E. Yeah, it's Kaepernick Freestyle. Shout out to Mark Henry, did the beat.
Thank you.
We destroyed our own neighborhoods. We ain't own nothing in them anyway. We never own without taking out a loan. It's all niggas round here taking out our own. Fans always fucking with us, won't we call them sir? Fuck you, I'm 16, I just bought a firm. They average salary about 40K. I make that off a brick, how could that thought not occur? They ain't tell me buy land, they said buy key. The truth did hurt, found out they lied to me. $1 million homes going for 100K. Sometimes you kick the extra point, sometimes you punt away. Don't fall for it if you go for it. You gon' show up here with nothing to show for it. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Riding shotgun with Satan as he chauffeured it. See, they gon' tell you kill before they tell you chill. You ain't gotta prove me wrong, cause I know you will. I can never steal you wrong, can only show you real. Know they told you be a savage, but I know you feel. Nigga taught me how to cook, taught me how to fight. When you living in the dark, got a crowd to light. And I went to school with niggas from the other side. So had love for some niggas not allowed to like. To be the bigger man, gotta have vision. Some shit don't add up, mathematician. Know how we do, nigga do rags to riches. Gotta get that bag and we do bag the bitches. I've been going on a strong run, getting things that don't mean nothing in the long run. Sometimes it ain't the right time to be the wrong one. Sometimes it ain't the right time to be the wrong one.
With ass, don't like my drink with no chase. Whip so much coke in the kitchen, I move my sink through the safe. Residue on the faucet, need a razor to scrape it. When I'm jiggy, I say no.